Nolte, Neat Lies, GOP opposed Zala Omarova because she was born in Soviet Union. By John Nolte on December 8, 2021. The New York Times, a far-left propaganda outlet that regularly publishes lies and promotes debunked conspiracy theories, is floating a new lie about Republicans opposing Zala Omarova's failed nomination because she was born in the Soviet Union. Omarova's birthplace had nothing to do with anything. Zala Omarova, a Cornell law professor whom President Biden picked for a key banking regulator job, is withdrawing from consideration for the post, reads the fake news outlet's tweet. Bank lobbyists and Republicans painted her as a communist because she was born in the Soviet Union. The story starts a little more nuanced. Bank lobbyists began to oppose Ms. Omarova almost as soon as her nomination was announced. They said that she wanted to replace the banking industry's functions with services provided by the Federal Reserve, pointing to a 2020 paper that Ms. Omarova wrote about ways the Fed could use its own digital currency, which central bankers had already begun to consider creating. As comptroller, Ms. Omarova would have overseen the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the agency that regulates the country's largest banks, with a staff of nearly 3,500 employees. She would have had to coordinate with bank regulators at the Federal Reserve, but would not have had the authority to make changes to the banking system's structure. But then the story moves on to the big, fat lies. Some lobbyists, including the incoming chairman of a group representing community bankers and the chief executive of another group that focuses on big banks, also shared a Wall Street Journal editorial suggesting that Ms. Omarova's Soviet childhood meant that she could not be trusted. Republicans in Congress soon took the same approach, claiming that both her academic work and her Soviet origins should disqualify her. When you compare the facts to the New York Times' latest fairy tale, one thing becomes achingly clear: the Times counts on the ignorance of its readers, counts on the fact that its gullible audience never leaves the far-left Neat/CNN/NBC/NPR/WAPO propaganda bubble. Anyone familiar with the facts knows that the GOP did not paint Omarova as a communist based on her place of birth. Instead, she was painted as a communist because she is a communist. Good grief, Omarova didn't lose the support of 5 Senate Democrats because she was born in the Soviet Union. She lost the support of 5 Senate Democrats because, in her fascist heart, she never left the Soviet Union. All it took to derail this loon's nomination was reading her own words into the record, which is what Republican senators did during her confirmation hearing. And they didn't go back to Omarova's radical college days to expose her as a communist. Instead, they read aloud her writings from this year and last year to expose her as a communist. The video embedded below is well worth 4 minutes of your time. Watch Senator Tim Scott, RSC, demolish this fanatic. And here she is arguing in favor of bankrupting the fossil fuel industry. Omarova is also openly opposed to private banking. She wants to eliminate community banks and force us all to transfer our deposits to the Federal Reserve. Can you imagine putting a full-blown commie into a powerful bureaucratic position like comptroller of the currency? Naturally, the New York Times explains none of this in its coverage, which also proves just how awful Omarova is. If Omarova were indeed qualified for the job, the New York Times would not have to lie. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.